America Weekend.
Carl, I have, well, half, yeah, no, I have a rant. I have a full, unadulterated rant.
Would you like me to step out of the room?
No, no. But you travel. You get on airplanes today like the rest of us.
Yes.
And you know what? It's just not the way it used to be. It's not fun anymore.
It's a chore.
But here's my specific rant about airline travel today.
Shall we name the airline?
No, I won't name the airline. Okay. Well, I think it's probably all of them.
Yes, well, I'm going to agree with you immediately on that.
I'm saying elderly travelers, I don't think, should be charged for checking bags. And here's the reason why. They, or we, cannot drag the overloaded alleged carry-ons through the airport onto the plane and then lift them to stuff them in these small overhead bins, you know, loosely called overhead compartments.
Correct.
I think the airlines are basically fleecing the elderly and the infirm while not enforcing the size requirements for youthful others who drag their personal detritus onto the aircraft. And then just so they can get get out of the airport 45 minutes earlier. You see my point, though?
I do not disagree. I believe over the course of the last 20 years, it has gotten so much worse than it was. First of all, those overhead compartments have gotten, here's the rub the airlines will tell you. We've made more headroom, so we reduced the size of the overheads.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, all right. There's always an excuse. Okay, now we got, you think you can make the plane a little bit bigger, but that's not a story again. However, that's also cost cutting on the manufacturer's side too, by the way. Every inch costs millions of dollars. I got that. But the point is that there is no assurance any longer. They used to allow elderly to get on the plane first, if you remember. Elderly and with children. They don't even do that anymore.
Yeah, some of them do. If
I haven't seen it, but you might be right. But I have not seen it.
This little rant of mine comes because my wife was traveling recently, and
yes,
she's an older woman.
Yes.
And very frail.
Yes.
And not able to lift. Now, she has a very, very small carry-on.
Yes.
Other than her purse. And even that, because of her condition, is tough to do. And so she had to check a bag. So that's $25.
Correct.
Right there.
Right there.
Well, I think that that's discrimination against the elderly.
I agree. And this whole question of checking the bag for price is another issue.
It's greed.
It is greed.
A lot of it's greed.
And they're not offering anything inside the plane any longer.
You want to hear what? Go ahead.
I'm afraid to ask.
No, that's right.
Well, I just recently, as you know, did a West Coast trip. It was a red eye.
Right.
But I, as you know, I only fly first chair these days. I don't do that anymore. But for those who were it's a very, very long flight to the West Coast. That 6 hour jaunt or 5.5, it's a long flight. It really is. It's what we call a two movie flight. it is uncomfortable, and all they did was serve peanuts to the back, peanuts and a drink, which they had to pay for, by the way.
Right.
And that's just incredible.
It's $6 for the for one of these little bottles.
Yes.
If you're going to buy booze, I think it's a little less for wine.
Yeah.
And a little less for beer.
Correct. But even the sodas now and coffee and tea are still free. You can get water for free, but it depends upon the airline. It's not even so much that. Let's put the money aside for a moment. Is also the service.
I agree.
And they are condescending in their approach to people in the carriage, if you will, steerage, if I may use that term. And those people, and there's something wrong with that. It used to be interesting to go on an airplane where you met interesting people, and people were excited about being there. Now it's just a drudge for 2 hours, 3 hours, or whatever it is.
Well, this particular airline that I flew, I'm not going to give you the name, but I'm going to tell you guess it.
I could probably guess it.
They will become, with a merger, one of the, if not the, largest airline in the world.
Wow.
Certainly are close to it. And my statement to them would be that unless they establish quality service like they used to have, the weight of the new company will probably take them downhill, and they probably might fail.
I agree. And you know, one of the other things I think that has to happen is that, and they've talked about this, that the U.S. railroad industry and the government have got to get back in the business.
Oh, boy.
Because that is a much lovelier way to travel. Anytime I can take a train, I will, at any time, because it is more comfortable. It's far more relaxing. And besides being safer.
Well, I wonder, is Amtrak doing well these days, or do they still need subsidies from Congress?
They are still competitive. They are competitive. The Acela and the other trains going to Washington up to Boston are comfortable. I enjoy it. I take them as often as I can. Philadelphia.
Well, what about the people who want to go from, let's say, New York to Chicago, or Chicago to Denver, Denver to L.A.?
That's a tough one. But New York to Chicago, at least, that could be done today, if the tracks were there, that could be an 8-hour journey, a 7-hour journey on a nice, comfortable seat, watching a movie and so on, very comfortably. Even traveling at 100 miles an hour, 120 miles an hour, straight through as an express. And they used to have the Chicago Express, which left Grand Central every day, every morning at 8 o'clock. My father took it many, many times. I went with him. It was a heck of a beautiful ride. It was longer because the trains weren't as fast. But my gosh, it was comfortable.
Well, they're not as fast today either. I mean, unless you go to some other countries. But you've got Japan now doing a 200-plus mile an hour what would you call it? Speed train? Whatever they call it. I don't know what they call it over there.
That really is incredible.
Well, you know, and here's the other thing, though, too, with all of this, is that why is it, and particularly, again, for the elderly, mm-hmm. at some airports, luggage carts are free.
Correct.
You come into New York, it's $6.
$6.
Why?
Port Authority. Thank you, New Jersey Port Authority. They're wonderful. Because and there's still, by the way, $1 billion in the hole every year. And go figure that one out. And the governors of both states, Governor Cuomo and Governor Christie, will not get their arms around it. They've been trying to get them investigated for many years. It's a poorly run operation. Has been for many, many years. And here's what we say about the Port Authority. Prices go up, service goes down. And it's been going on since I've lived in this town all my life.
Mm-hmm.
It has never gotten better. The tunnels, pick a problem, they've got it. They've got it. They've got a problem now in the Holland Tunnel here in New York City, where they now have to go out into the water and correct some of the tunnel structures, which were built by the Port Authority.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
And they were supposed to have been mended 10 years ago. Somehow that never got done. So that 10 years has now gone by.
But yet I'll bet you it was in the budget 10 years ago.
I guarantee you.
Each state paid their significant amount of share.
Now you launched me into your rant. I want you to know what you just did.
Well, go for it.
I'm in your rant. And it's the New York, and that is the reason why. But other cities do not have that problem.
No, I happened to fly into Charlotte.
Beautiful airport.
But gigantic.
Yes, it's huge. It's a heck of a hub, by the way.
But again, because my wife was not able to walk between two or three different terminals.
Right.
And there was a short amount of time, and that's another rant I ought to go on,
sure.
is when they schedule you. You know, don't make it
less than an hour. You got to be a sprinter to get to the next gate.
Well, I was pushing her in a wheelchair that I found.
Right.
Otherwise, we never would have made it.
Jesus.
You know, so it's
we could go on, but what has happened?
Well, let's.
on this point, the airports, and by the way, this is not just in this country.
No, not just in this country. No, I know.
Because I've been overseas. And try getting through the Frankfurt airport.
Oh.
That's a real thrill. However,
Frankfurt or Rome or Heathrow.
Try to go to the bathroom in Frankfurt Airport, and you have to go through security all over again just to go. I'm not kidding you. Just to go to the John.
Oh, that's not good.
You got to go all the way back through. I said to the guy, I said, if I don't go in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to do something I haven't done since I was six. Okay. This German looked at me with that incredulous German look, and he pointed. You got to do it anyway. And I went running out and running back. I had to catch the plane. But I had to go. It's not well managed. I guess there's a security question. Yeah, I grant it, and all of that. You want to give them the benefit of the doubt for safety, but good Lord.
Yeah, I'm tired of the security question.
Yes.
I think that we have become, I know we are in the United States, a fear-based society. I also suspect that there's a global fear-based
what our question.
Society.
Yes, sir.
That says, you know, well, we can make a little more money. We can make you a little more discomfortable by creating a security check that may or may not work.
Well, we could go on.
And I'm wrong. You know,
no,
I mean,
we could go on. Yeah. But I will say one thing. The Israelis told us this 25 years ago, and they were absolutely correct. Because they've had these securities.
Yeah, but they know how to do it.
They do it well, by the way. Tel Aviv Airport is a marvel, by the way. It's a marvel. I've been there. It's absolute marvel. You're in, you're out, you're in, you're out. It's beautiful. Anyway, we've ranted. Rollins started, ladies and gentlemen.
No, don't blame me.
I just chimed in. And a willing participant, called Sabatino Rollins Smith. We're back, please. Stay with us.
America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.